You're looking surprisingly good for your condition.
Is this thing off?
Oh, yeah, we're done. This is just you and me chatting. One skeptic to one icon.
My condition? What condition?
Well, Mr. President, I don't know how to put this delicately. You're dead, remember?
Well, sometimes I wonder what condition my condition is in, but I just happen to believe. The makeup they're using these days is a marvel. I feel 10 years younger.
But that would still make you 83, sir.
True, but I can still out-communicate everyone on the left coast, and certainly everyone on the right coast, for that matter.
Well, and let me ask you this, sir. What do you think is the preeminent component of your extraordinary communication?
Huh? What's that?
What works best for you when you're speaking to the average Joe in South Succotash?
Son, first off, you gotta use shorter words. You know, I could tell you quite a story about Joe from South Succotash. I knew old Joe from South Succotash. Joe from South Succotash was a friend of mine. Well, actually more like an acquaintance. I'd met him at least once. Well, anyway, the story is about a boy and a barn with straw and a pony. No, wait, there was no pony, just manure.
Yes, I remember that one, sir. Yeah, that was pretty good. But speaking of the manure, sir, it was a symbol for something, wasn't it?
It still is, Andy. You know, horse hockey, mule fritters, as Nancy calls them, fertilizer, shinola, manure. You know, I remember Mrs. Holdracker back home used to call it manure.
Well, that's great, sir. Let's talk more generally about manure and its role in this year's presidential race. You've been through these things before. Have you ever seen so much manure in one campaign cycle?
Well, no, and frankly, I don't think either candidate looks good wearing it. Because that's what happens, you know, Andy. Go out to the barn someday and spend some time shoveling shinola. You can't do it without getting it all over yourself.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. President. Do you think one of these guys is shoveling more than the other?
Well, let's review the bidding. Gary is shoveling about his plan to get us out of Iraq, about just how right or wrong Bush was to go in, and they're both shoveling about nearly everything else, from Social Security to jobs to the deficit. But most importantly, let's remember that Bush is shoveling about the reasons he went into Iraq and the reasons we're having so much trouble there now.
So would you say that is it Bush's most potent fertilizer?
No, his most potent fertilizer, Andy, as you put it, is that he's telling the American voter that Bush Cheney is the only legitimate choice in the race and the other guy isn't qualified to lead the country. People said the same thing about me before I single-handedly defeated communism, socialism, and most of the other isms you can name. They said I was too reckless to lead. They said I was too stupid to lead. They said I was too conservative to lead. Then came the debates. The caricature the Carter campaign used to scare America was making some headway, until they saw us side by side in the debates.
Ah, yes, Mr. President, the 1980 debates, where you uttered that simple and calming line, "There you go again." What did you mean by that?
There you go again.
Right. What I mean is, what did the Carter campaign try and do in 1980?
Well, Andy, former President Jimmy Carter, God love that crazy liberal, couldn't run on his record, something any reelectable incumbent naturally does. So we tried to convince voters that I was somehow not a match for the sitting president. Well, I don't know about you, but I think everyone has something to offer, and no one is Superman. So when the American people saw me in the same room with the sitting president, actually he was standing, as I remember, I looked pretty good and pretty presidential compared to the cartoonish portrait he had painted of me.
Well, I know that you disabused him of that notion and the whole country. So what are you saying?
What are you asking?
Well, I guess I'm asking, are you trying to say something here about our current sitting president, George W. Bush?
Well, Andy, no, I'm not trying to say something about him. I am saying something about him. Of all the people to claim that the leader of the other party is not your equal, he's definitely the wrong guy.
Well, so I guess you're not all that impressed with Bush's leadership.
You know, Andy, Harry Truman had a sign on his desk that read, "The buck stops here." Well, except for a few lapses, that's my approach too. But with Bush, he first complains that Kerry's out of touch. Then he wants to use Kerry as a character reference. He keeps reminding us that Kerry thought Iraq was a danger too. That's the best of both worlds, Andy. My opponent is incompetent and incoherent. And besides, we saw Iraq in about the same light.
Mr. President, that's very incisive. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with me here after the show.
Well, Andy. I'd like to say thank you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mr. President. Well, thank